Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
It's always great when we can remember one of the great stars of early football on their birthday, and we're going to do that with Ernie Vick on this July 2nd as the great college football and professional football player, as well as playing another sport too. We'll have his story coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we're going to talk about a college football Hall of Famer, a real stud of an athlete, a two-sport star in Ernie Vick. Now, he was a Michigan four-letterman playing in the position of center from 1918 to 1921. Ernie Vick claimed his date of birth on July 2nd, 1900. And that's why we are going to celebrate this day, because this episode is airing on July 2nd, and celebrating his birth some 122 years ago at the time of this airing. And he was born in Toledo, Ohio. Now, he played some gridiron in high school at Scott High in Toledo before moving on to the collegiate level with the Wolverines of the University of Michigan. Ernie was a standout on the Wolverine team from 1918 to 1921, and he was named an All-American for fielding Yost, the head coach of the team, in 1921 squad, and became one of the U of M's greatest centers despite his comparatively small structure. The National Football Foundation says that Ernie was an outstanding blocker and tackler, and so much so that it brought him national attention from coaches and experts all across the country. His coach, Fielding Yost, is quoted as saying, quote, "He is the most accurate passer from center that has ever put a ball into play. Under pressure, he was dependable at all times," end quote. Now, that says a lot, because Fielding Yost, remember, had those point-a-minute offensive teams where they would average almost 60 points a game, a point a minute, for those U of M great squads of the early 20th century. Now, he's a big-time coach like Yost is talking up one of his players and saying he may be one of the greatest centers of all time, and his name's in early football, that has some good things to say about Vick. Well, he's not the only one, because there's a guy by the name of Walter Camp. You might have heard of him. Well, Camp placed Vick on his 1921 All-America team at that position of center. And the father of football said this, in quote, "He is the only man who has throughout the season added great power and aggressiveness to steadiness and consistency," end quote. Walter Camp. Now, it wasn't just football that Vick was talented at either. He was the captain of the Michigan baseball squad, headed by coach Ray L. Fisher in 1921. And he made it in the MLB after graduation too. Now, Vick was 21 years old when he broke into big leagues on June 29th, 1922, with the St. Louis Cardinals. And he played 4 years in the big leagues from 1922 to 1926, all with the St. Louis as a catcher. This legendary sports star status climbs even higher when we learn that the catcher for St. Louis Cardinals baseball squad that year, he won, as well as his other teammates, the 1926 World Series. So in 1925, he decided to use his athletic skill to play football professionally too. That season, he signed on as a center with the Detroit Panthers and then spent about a season and a half with the Chicago Bears before playing the latter half of the 1928 season back in Detroit. Ernie Vick received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1983, and Vick later worked as a football official for the Big Ten Conference. He spent 22 years working games for the conference before retiring in 1953. He even worked in that same capacity in a couple of big Rose Bowl games during his officiating career. So quite a well-rounded individual, Ernie Vick, one of those names that maybe has been forgotten by everybody outside of Ann Arbor and maybe St. Louis. But what a tremendous athlete he must have been, you know, to be a great champion and an All-American in college football, captain of the baseball team in Michigan, makes the MLB, wins the World Series as a starting catcher, plays in the NFL for a couple of different squads, and goes into the College Football Hall of Fame, you know, some 60 years after his playing time. So just a tremendous athlete. Glad that we were able to bring some memory of him on his birthday on July 2nd. And hope you enjoyed this little bit of football history. Join us each and every day for more as we talk about it every day on Pigskin Dispatch and on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. You can find us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com for emails of feedback. Pigskindispatch.com is our website. And you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at Pigskin Dispatch. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.